here's a story from The World.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today announced new coronavirus restrictions for cities in England. The UK is one of multiple European nations now imposing new local restrictions as infection rates continue to climb. In France, bars have been shut in six cities, including Paris. In Spain, the government has imposed a state of emergency in Madrid. Orla Barry is the world's Europe correspondent and joins me from London. So let's take a look ahead at how Europe is faring as it heads into the pandemic's fall and winter timeline, starting where you are in the UK, because infection rates for COVID-19 in Britain have surpassed most of the European neighbors there. What's in store for the UK in the coming months, Orla?
Yeah, long winter by the sounds of things, Marco. Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he laid out some of the measures this afternoon, and he began by reminding people just how bad things have gotten, essentially, over the last few weeks. There are more people in hospital now with COVID than when the UK went into lockdown in March, so that alone tells you where we're at. But the Prime Minister has said he won't be introducing a national lockdown like we had back in the spring. What he did say, though, is that for those people who think that nature should take its course and we'd be done with the restrictions, that this simply doesn't work. This isn't the route to take.
If we were to follow that course, Mr. Speaker, and let the virus rip, then the bleak mathematics dictate that we would suffer not only an intolerable death toll from COVID, we would put such a huge strain on our NHS that our doctors and nurses would be simply unable to devote themselves to other treatments.
So what he went on to say is that the government is effectively introducing this new three-tier system for across the country, ranging from you're in a medium to high to very high risk area. And essentially in a very high zone, bars, restaurants, gyms, etc. will all close, but schools and universities will remain open. And today the bad news was for Liverpool. They said that the city of Liverpool in 2 days' time will have to close down.
Right. So that's one city in the UK, Liverpool, that's seeing its bars close. I mentioned earlier in France, pubs across Paris and five other French cities, they're closing too, right?
Yeah, and in fact, they're adding two more cities tomorrow, as far as I know. Toulouse and Montpellier are also joining that list. In Paris, it's bars only that have to close. Restaurants are, in fact, allowed to stay open. So I was talking to a couple of Parisian bar owners this afternoon who said they're doing everything to ensure they can keep serving food so they can essentially keep their bar open until closing time. But that's not the case in Marseille, for example, where everything is shut. Bars and restaurants have been forced to close down.
If we look at Spain, Spain fared pretty badly in the first wave of coronavirus in the spring. And right now it doesn't seem to be doing too much better. What is the problem this time in Spain? Is it just the country's just not retaining the lessons from the first wave?
In a sense, it's hard to say, because there was a lot of this analysis in early September that what did Spain do wrong? And now France and the UK and the Czech Republic and other countries have caught up. So let's just maybe all of us take the blame upon ourselves. I don't think any country has been doing anything particularly right. Also, the Spanish government has been blaming young people going out partying during the summertime. There has been the point that in working class neighbourhoods of Madrid that the spread has been particularly high. But again, that's because people are living in very close quarters. So the national government has introduced a state of emergency in Madrid.
So the trend is kind of troubling in Western Europe, Orla. Do you see this continuing in Eastern Europe, countries like the Czech Republic and Hungary? What are they facing?
If you remember early in the year, actually Eastern Europe fared rather well. You know, countries like the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, their numbers were relatively low. And part of the reason was the Czech Republic, for example, locked down hard and it locked down early. Hungary shut all its borders very fast, as Viktor Orban is wont to do anyway. But now the Czech Republic reported over the weekend the highest rates of any country in Europe. It is the fastest growing daily number of new cases in Europe. And that's really taken them by surprise. So from today, bars and restaurants in the Czech Republic have to close at 8 p.m.
The World's Orla Barry in London with the latest on the troubling spike in cases of COVID-19 across many parts of Europe. Orla, good to speak with you today. Thanks.
You're welcome, Marco.